Theoretical recap. Semantic HTML5 is not just about making code look organized, it is about giving meaning to the structure so that browsers, search engines, and assistive technologies can interpret the page correctly. The key section tags you have already studied each play a specific role. Header wraps the introductory content of the page or a section, logo, site title, tagline. Nav contains navigation links. Main holds the primary unique content of the page and should appear only once. Article represents a self-contained piece of content, a blog post, for instance, that could stand alone. Aside holds content tangentially related to the main content, author bio, related links. Footer closes the page or a section with meta information. A common mistake is nesting main inside article comma or using div out of habit instead of the appropriate semantic tag. Remember the mental model. Think of a real newspaper page. There is a masthead, header, a navigation menu, nav, a central column of articles, main greater than article, and a footer with legal notices. Area landmarks mirror these elements and reinforce accessibility. A minimal skeleton looks like this. Body containing header comma, then nav comma, then main containing one or more article elements, and finally footer. Keep this skeleton in mind as you build your blog template. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will put into practice everything you have learned about HTML document structure and semantic tags by building a complete, realistic one-column blog page template from scratch. This is not a design exercise. There is no CSS involved. Your goal is to produce a clean, meaningful HTML file that correctly represents the architecture of a blog, using only semantic tags and valid, well-structured HTML5. Your blog template must include the following structural elements: a page header containing the blog title, using an H1 greater than comma and a short tagline, a P or a P inside a shortcut if appropriate, a nav element containing an unordered list, all comma of at least three navigation links, for example home, articles, about, contact, using anchor tags, a href equals hash greater than semicolon, a main block containing at least two article elements, each representing a distinct blog post. Each article must include an H2 greater than as the post title, a publication date using the time element with a valid date time attribute, at least two p paragraphs of placeholder text, and a read more link wrapped in a p. Inside main but outside the articles, include an aside element containing a short author bio or about this blog block with a heading H2 greater than or H3 greater than comma and a short paragraph. Finally, close the page with a footer containing a copyright notice and at least one additional link. Before writing a single line of code, take 5 minutes to sketch the page structure on paper or in a text file. Identify which tag wraps which content. This planning step is mandatory. It directly trains the analytical thinking you will need on real projects. Do not skip it. As you code, pay close attention to the following common pitfalls. Do not use div where a semantic tag exists and is appropriate. Do not place the main element more than once on the page. Make sure your heading hierarchy is logical and unbroken. H1, H2, H3. Never jumping levels. Validate that all tags are properly opened and closed, and use the time element correctly with an ISO 8601 date in the datetime attribute. For example, datetime equals November 15, 2024. Once your HTML file is written, open it in a browser and inspect it using the browser's developer tools to verify the DOM structure is exactly as you intended. You are allowed, and encouraged, to consult all previous lessons from this chapter, the MDN web docs, and any other reliable internet resources. You may work alone, ask a peer, or seek help in the community forum. The only requirement is that the final file you submit is genuinely your own work and that you understand every tag you have used. Be ready to explain your structural choices if asked during a review. The recommended time to complete this workshop is 3 hours. This includes planning, coding, self-review, and submission. You must submit your .html file before the deadline expires. Late submissions will not be reviewed in the current sprint cycle. Submit a single valid HTML5 file named blogtemplate.html. Ensure the file includes the correct less than doctype HTML declaration, the HTML lang equals on greater than attribute, a complete head with charset, and a meaningful title. Your file must pass W3C validation with no critical errors.